Butwinski said he retired and moved to Park City some 14 years ago.
You know, lived the life of biking and skiing and had a great time. And, you know, you can only do that for so many years. And about 6 years ago, I got very involved in the community in terms of I got on the board of Recycle Utah. I was on the board of the Park City Rotary, city appointed to the walkability thing. So I've really enjoyed being on council. I think we've accomplished a lot.
All right. So why did you decide to run for re-election? I mean, is it just something, again, to do, keep you busy?
It was more of wanting to finish some of the things we've already started.
I mean, we get that answer every time. I mean,
well,
you could say that. You could say that for the rest of your life.
That's true. But yes, you could do that for, you know, forever. And I think I've enjoyed it. I work with a great group of people. We have many issues on the table that still need to be resolved. And I think my skill sets help with doing that.
He said he's been busy locally and on a state level, too.
I'm on two governor-appointed commissions. I've done a lot to help rehabilitate our record with the state and with the state legislature. I'm on a variety of I am the liaison of a variety of committees, the Historic Park City Alliance, our planning commission, which is, you know, moving towards the general plan.
Asked what difference he's made, he pointed to a couple of major accomplishments during the council's last term.
One was negotiate the water deal with Summit County, Summit Water, and Weber Basin. Another one was to actually begin implementing the walkability study. We've did the first $7.5 million dollars of the bond, and we've approved the second $7.5 million.
Yeah, I guess what I'm looking for, though, is that those could have been done without you. What is it then? are you taking credit for them?
No, I think our group is an incredibly good team. That we each have our own viewpoints. We're able to work through them. And when you do a big negotiation like the water deal, you know, everybody has input into it. Everybody brings something different to the table in terms of what's best for Park City.
Recently, a lot of staff time and council study was devoted to the announced expansion of the Rocky Mountain Power Substation and a controversial proposal to move it near condos along Bonanza Drive. Council ultimately dropped the idea of the move, and after all the sound and fury, the expansion issue was nullified due to plans by Huber Power and Light. Butwinski agreed the outcome was frustrating.
The staff time, as you said, the amount of resources that were put into that was just incredible. I mean, we're trying to make it work. We're trying to make Bonanza Park as good as it can be, which is not to say it still won't be good. And then at the 11th hour, Heber Power and Light went to Rocky Mountain Power and said, you know what? We've got a better idea, and this is what we're going to do. We have no control over that. Basically, you know, Rocky Mountain Power is the 800-pound gorilla, and they do what's best for their collective ratepayers. So they have to do the cheapest thing. And these are all things that we didn't know that were happening behind the scenes. The whole Heber and Power Light potential was something that they never told us of. You know, if you look back on that, we kept having these deadlines from Rocky Mountain Power that kept getting moved back. And as it turned out, it worked out in our favor.
The Treasure Hill project was an issue when he first ran for office. He agreed on the surface anyway that little or nothing has happened.
It's very complicated. There are people with a view that it's too big. There are people with the view that, well, you know, the Sweeneys swept all the density off the mountain, so they should be entitled to build. Then the question is, what are they entitled to build? And all of that took time. And it finally has gotten to the point where the key players that are involved are all talking to each other. There are a bunch of different people that are outside the actual development specifics of Treasure. And the city's taken and moved into more of a facilitator role. We've continued to keep the three parties, at the table. So I've said publicly, and I'm hopeful that we will have something that we can point to by the end of the year.
In terms of working with his colleagues, some reports suggest that in closed sessions he's been temperamental. Butwinski rejected one word to describe it.
I think a tantrum might be over the top, but I do have strong opinions. And I think sometimes in order to make a point, you have to be perhaps a little more over the top than might otherwise happen. You know, that was something that when I was in the business world served me very well, which was to really get to a point where people understood the seriousness of my position. I don't want to say it's an act because that'll ruin the ability of it going forward, but it certainly is mostly premeditated.
Incumbent City Council Member Alan Spetwinski. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.